Many of us on a spiritual journey have beautiful experiences in community, together at workshops and retreats, and when it's done, wonder, how do we bring this lifestyle home into our everyday? Is this even possible? Edwina is living proof that we can. Reading this book is your invitation to do the same. Wow. I'm Bradley Charbonneau. This is a Repossible podcast episode. What did I just say? 91? 92. And that was a quote from a comment on Edwina's book on Amazon that just launched. And as a matter of fact, I have Edwina McKenzie on the line and we are going to talk about that book. But I wanted to open with that quote because I think it's the core of what her book is about. It's this workshop we do, and it's when that was the greatest weekend of my life. And then we come back and we fall back into the habits prior to the weekend. And it seems, according to this reviewer, not to mention this podcaster, that Edwina has found a secret or a way to make that happen. So welcome, Edwina McKenzie. I say you first and last name, even though I know you very well. Welcome onto the Repossible podcast.
Thanks, Bradley. I'm really excited to be here.
You know, these quotes, it's so great to get third-party confirmation of what you're hoping gets across in a book. And I think, I was just looking at a few of them, and I think some of them are so spot on. It's just a wonderful, joyous thing to be able to sort of, you know, exhale and say, ah, they got it. You know, they they got what I was trying to say.
Because I think I totally agree with that. The last week since the book launched, it has been one large exhale. And as wow. private feedback comes in and book reviews and messages have been arriving, I think swimming in gratitude for the comments coming back that say your voice, your message, your experiences are being heard and received, and most of all, applied or creating an opening for people to say, this is possible for me. And I couldn't be more gratified and thrilled, and still walking around with a little bit of that surreal feeling of, whoa, as Dr. Joe Dispenza says, it's like waking up in your dream. And that's what the last week has been like for me.
You know, you said open, and I we haven't mentioned even the title yet. The title is Carefree, It Starts With Open. And the subtitle is An Invitation to Come Out of Hiding and Embrace Your Supernatural Self. And I should comment that super and natural are two words. And you underline natural in the subtitle. And you have a specific entire philosophy and reasoning behind that, right?
Yes, I do.
Can you explain that? Because I mean, natural, the word natural on its own, is, I don't know, what's natural? No chemicals, no natural soap. I don't know. And then super, okay, they're a superhero, they're super duper, they're supersize me. And then, but then if you put them together as one word, you get supernatural. But you chose to separate those two words. How did that come about?
That is the result of the work, personal work that I've been doing for the last 5 years, which started when I went to Carefree, Arizona and did the workshop with you and 500 other people. And it, as a result of that experience, that started to open me to more and more aspects of myself, of what is happening in the universe, I started to understand that many people are reaching for something that they believe is supernatural. In other words, it's not available to everyone. somehow I'm special because I have mystical experiences, or this person is special because they healed from their disease. And what I've realized over the last few years is that we are embracing, or what's been happening is I've been embracing what is my natural birthright. Who I am is this person who is aware of a broader perspective. And that is not a superpower. It is a practiced state of being with an inherent belief system that there is always more to open to if I am open to that.
So we don't have to be born into the guru Nepalese family and sit on a mountaintop.
No. You may get there faster. I don't know any Nepalese families to be able to ask them if they have someone who absolutely says, no, I'm not going to go sit on the mountaintop, and yes, I will. But if it's like any other family, I suspect, yes. No, and I think that's been my biggest surprise, is this feeling that what is happening is natural. And it first started to occur when I would have these very deep meditations and come back from those and start telling people what had happened for me in the meditation, only to be describing it like, and then I went with Bradley and Leanne, and we, you know, went for dinner, and we went to Starbucks, or we went, it was, in fact, I had greater levels of recall and color and sight and sound than I would describing what we, you know, what we had at for dinner. And that's what I started to realize, is that this is our natural state of being. And that was the biggest surprise for me.
So okay, I'm just going to ask this simple question because it's the first one that comes to mind. So it's, you kind of answered it, but I hear you. And my first thought is, well, I want that. I want that clarity. I want that. I want my living color meditations and dreams and life that I'm imagining, or wherever that might be. How do I achieve that? How do I get there? How do I do that? But then I'm back to, you must be a superstar. Why does a Dwina is a supernatural type person, but what if I'm not there yet? What if I have crossed a certain line where I'm no longer, where I, you know, I'm in total disbelief and denial and think, oh, that's just all silly and I don't even want it. But I'm at the point where I've crossed some sort of line where I think, okay, I'm open to it. But sort of now what? I really sort of visualize this door or a portal almost opening into a different universe that I'm hesitant, or probably scared is a better word, to enter, but I'm intrigued. How can I, I'm at the doorway. Now great.
Well, you're farther than most people if you're already at the doorway. And that's the practice. So I, you know, 5 years ago, the sort of future self that I envisioned myself to be was not a person who's had the experiences that I had over the 5 years. But I had to start somewhere. That's why it's called, it starts with open.
Were 5 years ago, were you sort of at the, and I'm just making this up that I'm in this position at the doorway, but
yeah.
But I like the doorway thing, if we can continue with that.
It's fine.
So 5 years ago, were you in the doorway looking through, or are you not even, like the door's closed?
Oh, wow. 5 years ago, my door was pretty closed. I had reached a point in my life where I felt like I was letting my dreams die. I was thinking about them, but not doing anything about them. I didn't understand what it was that I was afraid of. And I was doing a lot of make busy work and essentially trying to convince myself that I had enough of a good life, and how much more did I really need, and how important was it for me to be any more public, and so on. I didn't even tell people that I knew that I was working with clients. I had gone so into hiding around who I was. I didn't even know who I was at that time. So when I went to Dr. Joe's progressive workshop, that opened a door for me. He does meditation. So I started meditating. I hadn't meditated in 10 or 15 years. And I did that on a daily basis. Then that habit kind of died away. But when I was packing my bags to go to Carefree Arizona for the advanced workshop, I was packing my bags and saying goodbye. I was saying goodbye to my life. I was just done. I was really done with me. And in that process now, I see that because I was so done with me, I was ready for whatever wanted to happen. And that's something I realized after. But it's hard to describe, because from the outside, I don't look that different now than I did then. Most people didn't know that I was struggling, that I was depressed, that I had anxiety, that I wasn't sleeping, that I was really quite unhappy in my life, because we put on masks. We know how to function. But yeah, I walked into Carefree and said, I don't know who the future me is, but I'm not coming back as the same person who left. Like, and I'll do whatever I have to, whatever Dr. Joe says, I'll do. So I was really kind of open for the adventure of what happened to me in Carefree. So, but what started to happen was these doors were opening into mystical experiences. And
before that weekend?
No. I mean, I'd had a few unusual experiences, particularly working with clients, because I get into a particular state when I'm doing that. So I'm aware that I'm intuitive. I'm aware that I see more than other people do. It's just I wasn't using those aspects of myself for myself or in my day-to-day life. It's like I'd turn it on for clients and then walk out the door and turn them off, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I wasn't applying them to me. So by that opening in Carefree and in the book, I go from day to day at the workshop and really paint the picture for people so that they can understand what happened for me, like what happened the day before, what decisions did I make on the Wednesday of the workshop starting that led to decisions and breakthroughs that happened on the Thursday, and then what happened on Thursday to create the experience that I had on Friday, and so on, so that people understand that all of these decisions that we make to finish a meditation, to stay in the room, to overcome an aspect of ourselves, all of those are the building blocks to these mystical experiences or changes or health changes that we want in our lives. And that's all detailed in Carefree. It starts with open because it is the week in Arizona and how I walked in and how I walked out. And I end every chapter with a section called Who Am I Now? And I did that because, hey, yay, Edwina, you had a mystical experience. what did that do for you? Who did you become as a result? That's, I think, this question that you're asking about. I'm kind of seeing an opening. I'm seeing a door. How do I step through that door? How do I get ready to go through that door? And it really is a daily decision process. It's all of the small changes that accumulate until there's a breakthrough. But we don't see the breakthrough coming. We just continue to make those daily small decisions, the decisions that change our habits. A decision to meditate, which is pretty much recommended by every high-performing individual on the planet. So you can't ignore the evidence for mindfulness or meditation anymore. Yeah. It's just too prevalent. Everyone from rock stars to athletes to politicians to business people, they all meditate.
Yeah. Wow. You know, you said, I'm still a little floored because you said, among many other things that hit me hard, because I relate to them, you said letting your dreams die. Oh, that was way too visual for me. That hurt. Sort of, I can imagine them, like I'm on a mountaintop and it's almost like ashes. I'm spreading out over a valley of, oh, here's a dream. I guess I'm going to give up on this one. I guess I won't actually achieve that. Bye-bye. Almost like, well, weeping.
Because we start to make deals with ourselves to try and make it feel better. So we say, well, I'm too old to start, or I have enough. Look at what you've already accomplished. You've done kind of all these great things, or we move into sort of blaming, you know, I've never been able to do that. I don't have the money. I don't have, you know, whatever ways that we talk to ourselves to keep us small, to keep us from stepping into our dreams. And I realized through the process of writing this book, because all writing of books is highly cathartic, and I realized just how long I've had the same dream. And I have people who come to me and say, I don't know who I am. I don't know what I want. I don't have a vision for my future self. And the reality is they don't have a vision for their future self because they've been disappointed so many times that they won't even create that vision anymore. And that is heartbreaking. So being able to have this book be a platform for people to step into a vision of their future self. And someone reached out to me and said, when you said future selves, I had a light bulb moment. I'm not creating my future self. I'm creating future selves. And I went, ooh, thank you for that. Because all of our, it isn't like this grand future self that we create and, you know, I put her there and you put Bradley there and we reach that and we're on the mountaintop and we're going, yay. It's never like that. It's all these iterations of all of the future selves that we're we're moving into. And some of the things that have happened for me, I couldn't have put that in a vision board, or we use mind movies in the Dr. Joe world, and that's also in the book. I couldn't have put those in there, but I didn't know they existed. These things that have happened for me, I couldn't have imagined those.
You know, the future selves thing, that now that you mentioned that, I think it could help people who are maybe not quite out the door or looking. I keep on the door thing, but. Where they're looking out and they think maybe it's overwhelming because they think, oh, the future self has to have this characteristic and has to be like that and has to exactly be like this, of course. And, oh, don't forget this aspect. And, well, this characteristic, can't forget that. So they're going to build up this future self that is so perfect and so huge and such a mountain that it's probably never possible. Or perhaps never even desirable such a fantastical, you know, almost dreamy being. Whereas what I'm trying to describe is that this person, I really like what she said, because then I think of smaller, more achievable future selves. And
yes,
that is really appealing, especially to somebody maybe hesitant or just flat out scared to death, or even scared of actually achieving that fantastic super self, future self.
Yes. So you're covering quite a few things. So first of all, my company name is Small Changes and has been for years. And and people have said, stop using that. You know, what you do is big. And I'm going, it is. The breakthrough is big, but all the changes along the way are small. And now, because we're in a world where we're talking about quantum realities, and we'll talk about this at another time, but that's that ability to create an understanding how creation happens. And but all of those are small.
Yeah.
You know, my decision to stay in a room and not get freaked out because, you know, people are touching me during a meditation, which prior to that moment of saying, okay, I surrender into this, it's going to be okay if someone touches me in a meditation. Before that was a big deal and would create a lot of mind chatter for me. And just to say, it is what it is. I'm here, I'm happy, I'm safe. Something, it's all going to be just fine.
Yeah.
And these are, they're so small. And yet when we go back and look at all of those choices, all of those are very small changes that lead to these large breakthroughs. And it felt like a surprise breakthrough for me in Carefree when I had that voice talk to me on May 1st, 2015. I love that it was May Day. And that's detailed in the book. That voice that talked to me, I now know how the opening for that got created. But I didn't know it at the time. I'm not analyzing it, and it revealed itself to me over time. And so it is these small changes, the small modifications, the decisions that we make that lead us into greater and greater and greater versions of ourselves.
Wow. Okay, I'm going to suggest a small change to start is to go get Edwina's book. It's called Carefree. It starts with open. You need a small change. There you go. There's one. Go get it. It's on Amazon. And I'm trying to be conscious of the time. I try to keep these under 25, 20 minutes. So
This is
the first, but by no means the last time we're going to talk. And here I have a challenge for you. I just thought of this right now because I was going to make a joke about how your book is in ebook and paperback formats. And I was going to jokingly ask if the audiobook was ready yet, but it's a joke only to me because I know it's not ready. But here's a challenge for you, Edwina. What would you think of recording a chapter? Any chapter, pick a chapter, and here on the podcast as an episode.
Oh, thank you. I'd love to do that, and perhaps I'll choose the chapter that I was just referring to from May 1st, 2015, which is really kind of where all this began in its intensity. And the chapter is called Grace, and I will happily record that chapter. So thank you for asking for that. I think that's a great idea. Okay. So I accept the challenge.
Yay. We have so much to talk about. The only reason I'm stopping is I want to keep these short, and I'd rather we talk four times rather than one big long time. But I'm sitting here looking at your reviews, and I want to read one of them to finish up here.
Okay.
It's okay. And because it's just, it's so nice. I just love the word she uses too. And then we'll wrap up. So she says, from the very beginning, I was pulled in and I gobbled it up. The story Edwina tells of her journey into true spiritual connection is told with heartfelt honesty. Her experience is relatable, even if our own paths are different. The insight she shares and advice is something all of us can use to help understand our own experiences and help us to open to the magical possibilities of being connected to source energy. Oh, okay. I literally have the chills. That was...
I had the chills listening to you read that. Wow. That's incredible and deeply, deeply gratifying. It really, it makes all of the years worth it.
Yeah.
Thank okay. you for reading that. You're welcome. And thank you for having me on your podcast.
Yes. First of many.
All right. Thanks
good.
So much.
We will continue the story next time. Thanks so much for being on.
Thanks, Bradley.
Okay. Bye, Edwina.